This week, Habitat for Humanity of Greater Jonesboro has had help in the construction of three homes in the north part of town. 92 people from the Grace United Methodist Church in Naperville, Illinois, have been in Jonesboro this week, participating in a summer mission trip that's called Side by Side. That means students are working along with adults, and the church works side by side with organizations like Habitat for Humanity of Greater Jonesboro. For 12 years, Side by Side has traveled to New Orleans, Louisiana, Pikeville, Kentucky, Asheville, North Carolina, and last year, Side by Side made their first trip to Jonesboro. Many of the same people who were in Jonesboro last year decided to return to work on the same homes they worked on last year. The Side by Side group split into three groups for work to take place at each house. Adult leaders were stationed at each home to work with students and also to provide direction on what needed to be done in the homes.
Feel good? We're going to start there and then we're going to be pounding in baseboard.
John Dudich is Assistant Youth Director of the Grace United Methodist Church.
This is our most exciting ministry event that we put on at our church. When we get here, they are nonstop thinking about their jobs, their friends on the site, and what's going on here with their time through Habitat. It's extremely exciting and very focused, a lot of fun and commitment.
The crew I talked to was working on a house at the corner of Drake and Belt Street. You may remember last year we featured the Carmen family on Making a Difference. Mark Carmen, his wife Kathy, and son John Paul Carmen will move into the house the crew is working on at Drake and Belt. You may remember the house the Carmens had been staying in is one that had numerous electrical issues, and several fires had to be extinguished at the house they were living in before. The side-by-side crew worked on the Drake and Belt Street house last year and is trying to finish the house this week for the Carmens. One of those crew members who worked on the house last year is college student Claire Layton.
Actually, I was in the same site last year, so it's really cool to see how far it's come. I hung drywall in that back room. And there's paint on the wall. It's just awesome to see how far it's come in a year.
Layton says the experience of building a Habitat for Humanity home makes her more appreciative of what she has.
In more ways than I could describe, it's made me so thankful for what I have. I walk into my house and I look at those walls, and you don't think about the studs and the drywall and the nails and the people who sand it up. And it makes you think about your life and put things in perspective, and I am so blessed and so lucky to live the life that I do.
Director of Youth Ministries at the Grace United Methodist Church, Galen Lofek.
We have students that are so excited. Actually, we have youth and adults, and we always say in February at Grace Church, there's an energy level that starts, and it's all around this trip. The kids begin getting excited. They start a countdown, and it's on Facebook, and it's through email, and they're texting how many days till Side by Side. We have had students who get their first job, and one of their criteria for finding their first job out of college or their summer job for high school is, but I will be gone that particular week of Side by Side. We have some young men with us, and probably some young ladies too. I just haven't stopped to really focus and see who they are. But we have kids who have come on every single trip from the time they had finished eighth grade. Now we've seen them graduate college, and they've gotten their big boy jobs, and they've come every single year. So we started with them, and they didn't know how to hammer a nail, and now we can turn them loose on a roof, and they can run a team. So the kids are really, really excited.
She says the fun part of the trip is the stories that are told on the way back to Naperville, Illinois.
We say every year we start planning, and we head out to do God's work. And we want to make a difference in a community. And as it turns out, we head home, and our stories are far greater from the people that we come in contact with. And it's a spiritual experience. It's a character-building experience. There are just so many things that come out of these trips. And I think that, too, is why the kids want to continue coming back, because they feel the change, and they want to keep feeling that year after year after year.
Habitat for Humanity of Greater Jonesboro was formed in 1992. Habitat for Humanity provides affordable homes for those who have low incomes and are in bad living conditions. Chief Executive Officer M.G. Meyering.
The program is not designed to give people a hands out. In other words, it's not an entitlement program. We're not about that, but it is about giving a hands up, helping someone who maybe doesn't have the means quite off the bat to get what they so dream of in their life, and wish so greatly to have, but it gives them the ability to share in the experience. And how we do that is that our notes on our homes are 0% interest, and we partner with our families over a 20-year period. So boiling that down into layman's terms, it just means that, you know, they can get a brand new home instead of paying $700 or $800 a month for their PITI, they end up paying about $300 a month. And so it's very affordable because they can't go anywhere in Jonesboro right now and rent a house for even close to that.
Myring says the work by the team has allowed Habitat for Humanity to get much closer to turning the keys over to families like the Carmans.
We're hoping to get them to a point where they will be complete, so that we can, once this crew is done, our volunteers can come in, assess what needs to be done, and then start working on a punch list to, you know, finish them up, get the little things done, go through and trim out, trim out the painting, and put the light fixtures in, and maybe polish the concrete floors, and do some things that this crew is not going to be able to accomplish in this week.
That is music to Mark Carman's ears. Carman's wife is disabled and has to be in a wheelchair. The house has a wheelchair ramp to the side of the home, and the house will be handicapped accessible. Standing in front of the house yesterday afternoon, Carman had tears in his eyes. His teenage son, John Paul, was anxiously looking through windows to see how much the side-by-side team has done so far. And Carman reacts.
It's very exciting. Very exciting, anticipating being able to move in soon, it's really all worthwhile. The people who have worked here has worked very hard out in the heat this week, and they have really blessed us by what we've seen so far. And this is going to be a early Christmas gift for us.
The side-by-side missions team will continue working on the three homes today, and we'll head back to Naperville, Illinois tomorrow morning.